Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Hi, Bill Caskey here. If you're listening to this podcast, it means you're excited about making real change. Well, I am too. In fact, that's why I began this podcast 3 years ago. I've found that change happens only when you take action. Maybe you're like a lot of my listeners who have questions like, what steps can I take to grow my business? How can I have a better business life? How can I avoid the commodity jungle? And how can I grow my income? But maybe you're feeling stuck, not sure exactly where to begin the journey. I totally understand that. That's why I created the 2X Group, to relaunch your success. Whether it's how to generate leads, how to reconfigure your limiting beliefs, or how to close more sales, the 2X Group might be your ticket to growth. And today, I'm offering a 30-minute phone call with me so I can learn about your goals and determine whether the 2X Group is perfect for you. No cost, no obligation. So if you're ready to take action, go to the2xgroup.com to get on my calendar so you can begin the journey of 2Xing your business. Now, on with the show. Hey, comrades, friends, and colleagues, Bill Caskey, back at the Bill Caskey Podcast. Today, I want to talk a little bit about coaching, and I'm not trying to sell you or market you coaching, although that's what we do here. I'm more interested in helping you see what makes a good coach so that you can find people in your sphere of influence, or maybe even inside your company, and you can start filtering them through these points that I'm going to make today to see if they would make good coaches for you or if you would make a good coach for someone else. Before we begin, though, I want to invite you to a live stream class that we're doing. It's 1 hour. It's in August. And if you'll go to BillCaskey.com, prominently up at the top there in the banner, there is an invite to that and gives you some detail. And there's 3 different versions of that that we're going to be doing here third week in August. So if you haven't done so yet, go to BillCaskey.com, register for that. We're going to talk about how to close 70% of your business or more without sounding desperate. And you know as well as I do, nobody buys from a desperate salesperson. So we'll be doing that. Go to BillCaskey.com. I want to talk today about coaching. You know, it is hard to find a good coach. It really is. I've struggled with that over the years, finding somebody who can help me get to the next level of production and of achievement and of business, and certain in my world of content and training and online courses, I'm looking for not just people who can hold me accountable, but for people who know how to do that. Kind of in that sphere of influence and in that niche. And it's tough to find people. It really is. So a lot of times I think we have to go to our connections and find people who maybe can spot coach us on things. So let's say you're a sales professional and you've been at it for, let's say you're 30 years old, been at it for 4, 5, 6 years. You're doing pretty well. But there's another level of achievement that you want to get to in the next 3 or 4 years. Maybe you're with a Fortune 100 company, maybe not, doesn't matter. But you have to say to yourself, what am I willing to do to get to that next level? And who will help me get there? Who will help me get there? And that could be some kind of a coaching or mentoring relationship. It might be somebody internally, it might be somebody externally, but you need somebody to help you, because a lot of times we talk ourselves into and out of things. And if we have a coach, some kind of an unbiased yet interested third party, it can help us to talk through some of those things and get clarity. That's really what a coach helps you do, is get clarity. So I want to go through a handful of things that I think you should look at if you're looking for a coach, or if you are a coach, things that you should be really good at. Ready? Here we go. Number Number one, they understand where you want to go because you understand where you want to go. So if you go up to someone and you are in a coaching relationship and you say, hey, how do I improve my painting style and technique? Taking something totally out of whack, but how do I improve my painting? And they should not just start by, well, you hold the brush this way, you hold the brush that way, you get the right kind of paint. They should start by saying, well, tell me what you're trying to accomplish by improving your painting style. What's the vision? Where are you going? And you've got to understand that because that builds the context for everything else around what you're going to be asking for coaching for. So where do you want to go is critical. If you don't know that, then it becomes hard for someone to coach you. And probably I wouldn't even hire a coach unless you're hiring a coach or finding a coach to help you sort that out, which is fine too. Because again, as I said earlier, a coach can help you with clarity. Step number one, decide where you're going, what your vision is. Number two, a good coach knows how to co-develop a plan to get you there. A good coach can help you by looking at the goal or the vision and help you, you know, kind of co-create an executable plan with milestones along the way, with accountability built in, with whatever you need to accomplish that vision, skills, strategies, language, whatever you need. So a good coach looks at where you're going and can help you develop that plan. And that's critical because until you have a plan, you really have nothing. And until it's documented, you really got nothing. Number three, a good coach will have frameworks to help you execute. Now, I don't expect if you're going to go to someone inside your company and ask for some guidance and some mentorship, I don't expect them to have a framework like a graphic framework. But if you're going to hire a coach and pay them money, they'd better have a framework. They'd better have a way that has been proven that they can take somebody like you and take you from where you are to where you want to go. And frameworks are critical. And if you don't have one, then you end up winging it. And you end up doing one thing one week when you talk to your coach, another thing the next week. You've got to have a framework. And a framework really is either a series of events, a sequence, a cadence, a way to look at your life or a way to look at what you want to accomplish and see it in a graphic representation. I'm not talking custom to you, although it could be, but just generally a framework. For example, in our coaching program, we call it the 2X Group, and it's for business-to-business salespeople. It's a mastermind learning group. I have a 5-part framework for how to 2X your business. And there are 5 components to it. Underneath each one of those components, there are 3 to 5 areas like a checklist. And I know that if you work that and if you execute it, you will 2X your business. You just will. There's certainty there. But you need somebody that has a framework because when you do, when they have one and you follow it and you buy into it, man, poof, you're off. You're off to the races. Number four, a good coach helps you sort out, or you if you're a coach, helps you sort out high leverage actions from low leverage actions. You know, we are, as business people, constantly faced with the question, is this something worth doing? Is it worth doing well? Is it worth doing at all? And is it worth doing now? So, for example, let's say you want to start a social media campaign where you're shooting a video once a day and it's a 25-part video series in your niche and you're going to be talking to customers and prospects about how they can improve their business. Let's just say that. So the question is you have a lot to do there. That sounds easy. Well, I'll just pick up a phone and pick up a microphone and I'll go to town. Well, no, you have to outline it. You probably should have a brand for it. You probably should have somebody edit it because at some point it's going to become too much. You're going to have somebody probably put it on YouTube because you don't want to just waste those things on LinkedIn. You want to get the 25 videos up on YouTube so they attract some search. You got to have somebody write the description. It's a big thing. It's a big thing. And so what you have to do is say, what of those areas, of all those things that we do there, what are some things that I cannot outsource? One is the video itself, the creation of the content. Probably can't even outsource the outline because it's got to be your words. But what are some things you can outsource? Outsource the editing. Outsource maybe even the shooting. Outsource the lighting. Outsource the branding. So there's lots of things. You have to decide what's a high leverage action, which is the highest leverage action there is the actual video, and what are low impact or low leverage. You can leverage those by outsourcing them. Okay, so a good coach helps you work that out, because if left on our own, we often, not always, but often try to do it all. And then we don't have time to do the other 24 because we spent 4 hours on the one and we're worn out. We say, oh, well, you know what, screw this project. No, that's not the way you do it. You've got to figure out what's a high leverage action, what's a low leverage action. Number five, a good coach helps you work through mental and psychological blocks. This is big, and unfortunately, it's not something that the amateur coach knows how to do. So I'll just tell you that right up front, that most people who mentor others don't even think about psychological and mental blocks, but those are there all the time when we're looking to achieve at a higher level. And anybody who tells you they aren't is lying to you. They just are. Because we all have emotional blocks, psychological, inner game, whatever you want to call it, things that require us to change our beliefs. And changing your belief is not an easy thing. The next is a coach helps you focus on the real issues. How many times have you been on a mission to do something, and maybe you're working on a project, and all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, what am I working on this for? Can't I outsource this? Why am I trying to figure out what font size is the optimum for this document? I do that all the time. And good coaches will help you figure out what are the issues that you and only you can work on. You know, we have certain unique characteristics and unique gifts. And if we are working in our unique gift area, then the dollars per hour we will get from that is going to be higher than if we're working on mundane areas, things we're not good at. So I think great coaches help you really focus on the core issues that are, what are the real issues here? And how can you use your time in the best possible way? The next thing they do is they help you position your value and craft your message. Position your value and craft your message. I've been playing around a little bit with this idea of a positioning triangle, which is three sides. One side is the compelling reason that the customer would have to do business with you. Are you really clear about that? That could be pain, it could be opportunity, it could be dreams, whatever. The other side of that is your process for solving that problem and for getting them there. We can call it a success path or whatever your framework is for solving the problem. I think that's huge when it comes to positioning your value. And number three is you. And you as the guide, you as the person who will help them walk through that process. And that's kind of the magical positioning triangle, so you can get clear on all three of those sides. What's the problem you solve? Side one. Side two, what's the framework or the process you use to solve that problem or get them to their dreams? And three is you and your guidership along that path. And I think great coaches are good at drawing that out of you, because a lot of times we can't do that on our own. It's just hard. We just cannot do it on it. That's the way with a lot of these things. You can't just sit down and do these things. You have to have somebody there prompting you, noticing you, paying attention to your answers. And we usually don't have people in our lives like that. Sorry, we just don't. We just don't. Second to last one here is they know how to help you build your platform for scalable leads. Great coaches understand platforms. They understand how to build them. They understand how to take those platforms. And by platform, I mean it could be your LinkedIn platform. It could be a literal platform like your public speaker. It could be a virtual platform like webinars. But wherever you stand to deliver your message, that's the platform. And stand means metaphorically stand. Where do you stand to deliver your message? And good coaches can help you build that. And then help you make money from it and generate discussions and leads and sales from that. And the last thing I think great coaches do is they unconditionally support you on your journey. I think we've been kind of, I don't know what the word is. We've been kind of misled about the idea of a cheerleader. And I think we've said, I've heard people say, yeah, I don't need a cheerleader. I just need to know how to do things. And sometimes I think, yeah, we kind of do need a cheerleader. We kind of do need someone who's there in our corner, backing us up, cleaning the blood off our face when we get hit in the ring. We go back between rounds and we get cleaned up and we get the encouragement from our corner. And if you don't have that, that will cost you money. Not having that will cost you money because you'll be a little bit less likely to take risks, a little bit less confidence in yourself. We all need someone in our corner supporting us, unconditionally supporting us, not supporting us if we're good. Well, if you bring home the bacon this month, then I'll love you, says the spouse or the partner. No, that's conditional support. That's not the same thing. Your coach can be unconditionally supportive because he or she doesn't have any skin in the game. They want you to succeed because they want you to succeed, not because of what's in it for them. So those are the items that I think make a great coach. If you're in the market for coaching, make sure your coach has some of these things and people that you interview. I'd interview a few coaches. I think it's really important that you get a sense for what's out there in terms of coaching. It's hard to find coaches. It's really hard to find good coaching. If you're also interested in a webinar that we're doing, it's coming up here in a couple of weeks, go to BillCaskey.com. How to close 70% of your deals without sounding desperate. I think you'll enjoy that. It's kind of a run-up to our 2X group launches for this fall. So I think you'll get a lot of value out of those webinars. I'm going to be doing one series in August and different series in September and October. So go to BillCaskey.com. Get on the list at least. And if you don't like this one, 70% close, if that doesn't appeal to you, the next one might. See you next time. Bye.